From the Writings of Abdu'l-Bahá. 7. From amongst all mankind hath he chosen you, and your eyes have been opened to the light of guidance, and your ears attuned to the music of the company above. And blessed by abounding grace, your hearts and souls have been born into new life. Thank ye and praise ye God, that the hand of infinite bestowals hath set upon your heads this gem-studded crown. This crown whose lustrous jewels will forever flash and sparkle down all the reaches of time. To thank him for this, make ye a mighty effort, and choose for yourselves a noble goal. Through the power of faith, obey ye the teachings of God, and let all your actions conform to his laws. Selections from the Writings of Abdu'l-Bahá, number 17, page 35. 8. O army of God, through the protection and help vouchsafed by the Blessed Beauty, may my life be a sacrifice to his loved ones. Ye must conduct yourselves in such a manner that ye may stand out distinguished and brilliant as the sun among other souls. Should any one of you enter a city, he should become a centre of attraction by reason of his sincerity, his faithfulness and love, his honesty and fidelity, his truthfulness and loving-kindness towards all the peoples of the world, so that the people of that city may cry out and say, "This man is unquestionably a Baha'i, for his manners, his behaviour, his conduct, his morals, his nature and disposition reflect the attributes of the Baha'is." Not until ye attain this station can ye be said to have been faithful to the covenant and testament of God. Selections from the Writings of Abdu'l-Bahá, number 35, page 70. 9. O true companions, all humankind are as children in a school, and the dawning points of light, the sources of divine revelation, are the teachers, wondrous and without peer. In the school of realities, they educate these sons and daughters according to teachings from God, and foster them in the bosom of grace, so that they may develop along every line, show forth the excellent gifts and blessings of the Lord, and combine human perfections, that they may advance in all aspects of human endeavour, whether outward or inward, hidden or visible, material or spiritual, until they make of this mortal world a widespread mirror to reflect that other world which dieth not. Selections from the Writings of Abdu'l-Bahá, number 102, page 128. 10. Wherefore, O loved ones of God, make ye a mighty effort till you yourselves betoken this advancement in all these confirmations, and become focal centres of God's blessings, daysprings of the light of his unity, promoters of the gifts and graces of civilized life. Be ye in that land vanguards of the perfections of humankind. Carry forward the various branches of knowledge. Be active and progressive in the field of inventions and the arts. Endeavour to rectify the conduct of men, and seek to excel the whole world in moral character. While the children are yet in their infancy, feed them from the breast of heavenly grace. Foster them in the cradle of all excellence. Rear them in the embrace of bounty. Give them the advantage of every useful kind of knowledge. Let them share in every new and rare and wondrous craft and art. Bring them up to work and strive, and accustom them to hardship. Teach them to dedicate their lives to matters of great import, and inspire them to undertake studies that will benefit mankind. Selections from the writings of Abdu'l-Bahá, number 102, page 129. 11. They must be constantly encouraged and made eager to gain all the summits of human accomplishment, so that from their earliest years they will be taught to have high aims, to conduct themselves well, to be chaste, pure, and undefiled, and will learn to be of powerful resolve and firm of purpose in all things. Selections from the writings of Abdu'l-Bahá, number 110, page 135. 12. It is incumbent upon Baha'i children to surpass other children in the acquisition of sciences and arts, for they have been cradled in the grace of God. Whatever other children learn in a year, let Baha'i children learn in a month. The heart of Abdu'l-Bahá longeth in its love to find that Baha'i young people, each and all, are known throughout the world for their intellectual attainments. There is no question but that they will exert all their efforts, their energies, their sense of pride to acquire the sciences and arts. Selections from the writings of Abdu'l-Bahá, number 119, page 141. 13. The instruction of these children is even as the work of a loving gardener who tendeth his young plants in the flowering fields of the All-Glorious. There is no doubt that it will yield the desired results. Especially is this true of instruction as to Baha'i obligations and Baha'i conduct. For the little children must needs be made aware in their very heart and soul that if it yield no fruit, will come to nothing. Strive then to the best of thine ability to let these children know that a Baha'i is one who embodieth all the perfections, that he must shine out like a lighted taper, not be darkness upon darkness, and yet bear the name Baha'i. Selections from the writings of Abdu'l-Bahá, number 123, page 143. 14. It behoveth the craftsmen of the world at each moment to offer 1,000 tokens of gratitude at the sacred threshold, and to exert their highest endeavour and diligently pursue their professions, so that their efforts may produce that which will manifest the greatest beauty and perfection before the eyes of all men. Selections from the writings of Abdu'l-Bahá, number 127, page 145. 15. Make ye then a mighty effort, that the purity and sanctity which above all else are cherished by Abdu'l-Bahá shall distinguish the people of Bahá, that in every kind of excellence the people of God shall surpass all other human beings, that both outwardly and inwardly they shall prove superior to the rest, that for purity, immaculacy, refinement, and the preservation of health, they shall be leaders in the vanguard of those who know, and that by their freedom from enslavement, their knowledge, their self-control, they shall be first among the pure, the free, and the wise. Selections from the writings of Abdu'l-Bahá, number 129, page 150. 16. Let God's beloved, each and every one, be the essence of purity, the very life of holiness, so that in every country they may become famed for their sanctity, independence of spirit, and meekness. Let them be cheered by draughts from the eternal cup of love for God, and make merry as they drink from the wine vaults of heaven. Let them behold the blessed beauty, and feel the flame and rapture of that meeting, and be struck dumb with awe and wonder. This is the station of the sincere. This is the way of the loyal. This is the brightness that shineth on the faces of those nigh unto God. Selections from the Writings of Abdu'l-Bahá, number 174, page 203. 17. Now amidst all the peoples of the world must the Beloved arise with a heart even as the day star, a strong inward urge, a shining brow, a musk-scented breath, a tongue speaking ever of God, an exposition crystal clear, a high resolve, a power born of heaven, a spiritual character, a confirmation, nothing short of the divine. Let them one and all become as a splendor on the horizon of heaven, and in the skies of the world a dazzling star. Let them be fruitful trees in the celestial bowers, sweet-scented blooms in the divine gardens. Let them be verses of perfection on the page of the universe, words of oneness in the book of life. This is the first age and the early beginnings of the dispensation of the Most Great Light. Wherefore, within this century, virtues must be acquired, goodly qualities must be perfected within this span of time. In these very days the Abha Paradise must pitch its pavilions on the plains of the world. The lights of reality must now be revealed, and the secrets of God's bestowals must now be made known, and now must the olden grace shine forth, and this world change into the pleasure ground of heaven, the garden of God. And out of pure hearts, and through heavenly bounties, all the perfections, qualities, and attributes of the divine must now be made manifest. Selections from the Writings of Abdu'l-Bahá, number 193, page 232. 18. I beg of him to bestow his confirmations upon those loved ones, dwellers in that pure and holy land, and to grant them successful outcomes in all things, that in their character, their behavior, their words, their way of life, in all they are and do, he will make them to achieve distinction among men, that he will gather them into the world community, their hearts filled with ecstasy and fervor and yearning love, with knowledge and certitude, with steadfastness and unity, their faces beauteous and bright. Selections from the Writings of Abdu'l-Bahá, number 207, page 260. 19. They should exemplify in every aspect of their lives those attributes and virtues that are born of God, and should arise to distinguish themselves by their goodly behavior. They should justify their claim to be Baha'is by deeds and not by name. He is a true Baha'i who strives by day and by night to progress and advance along the path of human endeavor, whose most cherished desire is so to live and act as to enrich and illuminate the world, whose source of inspiration is the essence of divine virtue, whose aim in life is so to conduct himself as to be the cause of infinite progress. Only when he attains unto such perfect gifts can it be said of him that he is a true Baha'i. For in this holy dispensation, the crowning glory of bygone ages and cycles, true faith is no mere acknowledgement of the unity of God, but rather the living of a life that will manifest all the perfections and virtues implied in such belief. Abdu'l-Bahá, Baha'i Yearbook, The Baha'i World, Volume 1, page 12. 20. So, O Beloved of God, Endeavour with your hearts and souls that ye may be qualified with the morals and attributes of the blessed perfection, and partake of the bounties of his sanctity, that ye may become signs of unity and standards of oneness, discover the essence of singleness, and sing harmonies and lays in this divine garden in merciful melodies, that ye may become as thankful birds and sing a song in the rose garden of existence, which may astonish minds and senses, that ye may hoist a standard on the apex of the universe, which may flutter in the winds of favour, and plant a tree in the field of the visible world, which may bring forth fruits of the utmost delicacy and freshness. Tablets of Abdu'l-Bahá, Abbas, Volume 2, page 374. 21. O ye friends of God, show ye an endeavour that all the nations and communities of the world, even the enemies, put their trust, assurance, and hope in you. That if a person falls into errors for 100,000 times, he may yet turn his face to you, hopeful that you will forgive his sins. For he must not become hopeless, neither grieved nor despondent. This is the conduct and the manner of the people of Baha. This is the foundation of the Most High pathway. Ye should conform your conduct and manners with the advices of Abdu'l-Bahá. Tablets of Abdu'l-Bahá, Abbas, Volume 2, page 436. 22. Then know thou that verily the people of Baha must needs be distinguished from others in all respects, until they become the lamps of the True One among the creatures, and the stars of guidance shining from the Supreme Concourse. Tablets of Abdu'l-Bahá, Abbas, Volume 3, page 682. 23. The most vital duty in this day is to purify your characters, to correct your manners, and improve your conduct. The beloved of the merciful must show forth such character and conduct among his creatures that the fragrance of their holiness may be shed upon the whole world and may quicken the dead. Inasmuch as the purpose of the manifestation of God and the dawning of the limitless lights of the invisible is to educate the souls of men and refine the character of every living man, so that blessed individuals who have freed themselves from the murk of the animal world shall rise up with those qualities which are the adornings of the reality of man. Selections from the writings of Abdu'l-Bahá, page 10, cited in Shoghi Effendi, The Advent of Divine Justice, page 26. 24. At this time, likewise, I most urgently request the friends of God to make every effort, as much as lieth within their competence, along these lines. The harder they strive to widen the scope of their knowledge, the better and more gratifying will be the result. Let the loved ones of God, whether young or old, whether male or female, each according to his capabilities, bestir themselves and spare no efforts to acquire the various current branches of knowledge, both spiritual and secular, and of the arts. Whensoever they gather in their meetings, let their conversation be confined to learned subjects, and to information on the knowledge of the day. If they do thus, they will flood the world with the manifest light, and change this dusty earth into gardens of the realm of glory. Abdu'l-Bahá, from a tablet, translated from the Arabic. 25. It is clear that learning is the greatest bestowal of God, that knowledge and the acquirement thereof is a blessing from heaven. Thus is it incumbent upon the friends of God to exert such an effort and strive with such eagerness to promote divine knowledge, culture, and the sciences, that ere long those who are schoolchildren today will become the most erudite of all the fraternity of the wise. This is a service rendered unto God himself, and it is one of his inescapable commandments. Abdu'l-Bahá, from a tablet translated from the Persian. 26. O loving friends, exert every effort to acquire the various branches of knowledge and true understanding. Strain every nerve to achieve both material and spiritual accomplishments. Encourage the children from their earliest years to master every kind of learning, and make them eager to become skilled in every art. The aim being that through the favoring grace of God, the heart of each one may become even as a mirror, disclosing the secrets of the universe, penetrating the innermost reality of all things, and that each may earn worldwide fame in all branches of knowledge, science, and the arts. Certainly, certainly neglect not the education of the children. Rear them to be possessed of spiritual qualities, and be assured of the gifts and favors of the Lord. Abdu'l-Bahá, from a tablet translated from the Persian. 27. Utilize every means to make this school a garden of the All-Merciful, from which the lights of learning will cast their beams, and wherein the children, whether Baha'i or other, will be educated to such a degree as to become God's gifts to man and the pride of the human race. Let them make the greatest progress in the shortest span of time. Let them open wide their eyes and uncover the inner realities of all things. Become proficient in every art and skill, and learn to comprehend the secrets of all things, even as they are. This faculty being one of the clearly evident effects of servitude to the Holy Threshold. Abdu'l-Bahá, from a tablet translated from the Persian.